Believing in yourself is hard when it comes to understanding what it means to be human in life and growing and learning and understanding everything about what it means to be human. It's a hard thing to do. It's not easy. You're listening to the Tamir B2 podcast, reality podcast series, Lost in California, Season 3, Canada, Episode 1, The Importance of Learning Emotional Intelligence and Understanding What It Means to Be Human. So I recorded this episode when I was in Canada, and I actually wasn't able to go and edit the whole entire episode to replace the information, but this episode is actually now a part of Season 2, and I renamed it to Episode 5. So this was originally meant for a Season 3. I didn't actually get around to making a Season 3, so I hope you enjoy Season 2 and Episode 5. Our mothers are our direct connection to understanding what it means to be a human in this world and what it means to love and what it means to laugh and to cry and to touch and to feel. As a child growing up, you're not able to learn any of the most important things that are necessary when it comes to understanding love and life if you don't have a mother. In this episode, I talk about the importance of emotional intelligence and where we first begin to learn emotional intelligence. And in this episode, I use mothers as an example of where we first begin to learn emotional intelligence. A lot of people usually associate being a mother with kindness, love, and compassion. And for the fathers out there, well, you know, that's not usually something that's associated with being a father. But for a mother, when it comes to being a mother, loving your kids and training your kids how to survive in the world and ultimately learning how to grow and become better humans in this world is something that you do as a mother. So it's important to reflect on the reason why we are here and how we got here and finding ways to be grateful for how you arrived here in this world, finding ways to appreciate you being able to exist in this world, you being birthed into this world is really important. So that makes your mother a very important person in your life, and not just your life, but for all mothers in the world. Mothers are very important because they play a big role in not just providing kids to the world, but helping with a emotional development that is necessary in order for us to survive and grow as humans. So when it comes to learning and growing and just understanding overall what it means to be human, what does that really mean? Have you ever sat down and actually thought about what it meant to be human and asked yourself the question of, hey, self, okay, I'm human, but what does it really mean? Have you really ever asked yourself, you know, just that question, that everyone's supposed to ask themselves as humans? You're supposed to reflect. You're supposed to try to understand who you are, what you are, how your mind works, and essentially how you work. And for mothers have always been associated with teaching emotions and teaching things like compassion and love and growth emotionally in that way, in a form of intelligence that can be redefined as emotional intelligence. Mothers are given the responsibility of teaching their children emotional intelligence when it comes to the human growth process. This is something that I would like for you to think about in terms of the importance of having your mother in your life and the things that you have learned emotionally from your mother. If you have not had the opportunity to have a mother and to experience this growth that is essential to understanding how to be human, this emotional intelligence, this training, then I truly am, you know, sorry for that, because it is something that is extremely important. And if you don't have a mother and someone to teach you emotional intelligence, where mothers are generally associated with teaching children emotional intelligence, then this is something that, you know, you should be concerned about when it comes to learning how your mind works. Are you someone that has grown up without a mother, that has skipped out on learning emotional intelligence and what it means? Are you someone that has had the opportunity of having a mother and learning emotional intelligence, but you feel maybe that your mother has not provided the training that you needed growing up in order for you to learn emotional intelligence? These are some of the things that you can be grateful for when it comes to understanding the importance of having your mothers in your lives. Their roles are to teach us as humans emotional intelligence. And it's been the same way throughout history, for centuries, and for years. And quite often, many people forget that a mother in a child's life is extremely important when it comes to the development of that child physically, mentally, and emotionally, especially when they become an adult. You will need training emotionally in order to operate in this world as an adult. So there is a training that is essential when it comes to us understanding how to think and how to operate mentally when it comes to being human. Let me explain. So emotional intelligence is important in this process of learning how to think mentally and how to understand on a daily basis of how to be human, right? You're not given a set of instructions on how to use your emotions or how to be emotional. And throughout history, quite honestly, it's always been females, mothers, and women that have been associated with teaching emotions in this world and in society. Men have not been the example of emotion when it comes to learning how to develop emotionally, right? So when it comes down to learning the history of emotional intelligence, it's very important that you focus on women to understand the human growth process in association with emotional intelligence. As a male, males have always been associated, or recently throughout history, I don't know if it's always been like this, but from what I understand, males have always been associated with a disassociation emotionally when it came to developing, meaning the less emotion that a male displayed in society meant that they were more masculine. Now, I'm going to retract a little bit of what I just said in terms of the historic part of that. I would say that this history of disassociation emotionally in order to promote a lifestyle of survival and using masculinity to do so by not having emotion, I would like to think that that's been more recent in the more recent years of our human development up until this point in history. Prior to that, if you look further back into history, I think there were parts of our history where males actually were taught to develop emotionally and taught to have love and kindness, and this was a part of the male development process prior to our most recent years in history, right? So it's important to focus on women when it comes to learning that developing emotionally is something that's going to always be associated with being a woman in life and with being a mother in this world. There is no way possible that you're able to learn these emotions by yourself, right? You need another human in order to learn what emotions are and to learn how to use them. If you were the only human on this world and you had to learn how to use your human emotions, it would not be as easy. It would be actually probably difficult, I'd say, because you wouldn't have anyone around you in order to learn what emotions were. And if the emotions that you would develop would not be based on human interaction. So this is why I say that many people have searched for years to understand what it means to be human. And I have reason to believe that learning how to use your emotions are a huge part of learning what it means to be human, and the ability or opportunity to be taught how to use your emotions is one of the best things in the human growth process, and it should be something that should be cherished. It should be something that should be researched more. If you look into biblical texts when it comes to prayer and meditation, and when you look into the different religious backgrounds and their history and understanding God has always been connected to a emotional process of learning how to love and learning how to have compassion and learning what it means to be able to control your thoughts and learning what it means to present yourself as one way in front of a group of people versus having thoughts that don't match up with the person that you present in front of that group of people, right? So this is where you can go deeper into the conversation of the history of emotion and how it's connected to our religious groups and what our religious groups are teaching, and the basis of our religious groups, the basis of the religious groups that I've researched so far in my life has been emotion and learning what it means to be more compassionate and learning kindness and learning love. Every religion that I've stumbled upon has this as the basis of its research, and the prophets or the people associated with the basis of, you know, understanding that emotional intelligence is the basis of all religions is quite interesting. And I would encourage you to research and look more into it if you're listening to this right now. And if you have been curious about if there is a connection with all religious groups and if there is a way to connect them, I can definitely tell you that the basis for all religious groups is emotional intelligence. And the goal for all religious groups in this world is to become more compassionate, is to learn how to love, is to learn how to trust. All the stories and, all the stories that are associated with them are unique in their own way for every religious group. But what I can tell you is that if you decided to sit down and to find a connection between all of these religious groups, the goal for every religious group in the world thus far, from my understanding, is to develop emotions and to develop emotional intelligence and love, kindness, compassion, and controlling your thoughts is what it means in order to learn how to become human in this world. So if that is what it means to learn what it means to be human and to exist in this world, and you truly understand that, and this is the goal of all of the religious groups, to learn this emotional intelligence, and they're all striving for the same goal, this once again proves the importance of having someone that is necessary in the process of teaching emotional intelligence in order for us to grow and learn what it means to be human. So from my understanding, learning what it means to be human is learning emotional intelligence and understanding emotional intelligence. If you do not have emotional intelligence, you are not human. And throughout history, a person who does not have emotion has always been connected with not being human in this world. So this is why it's important when it comes to understanding how to be human and emotional intelligence and where you would even learn emotional intelligence from. Biologically, it has been proven that women throughout history are more than capable and are responsible, naturally responsible for teaching emotional intelligence to other humans, right? Biologically, if you look into science and you study the emotional behavioral patterns back to chemical reactions in the body and different things like that, you'll notice that men versus women have different chemical reactions when it comes to the emotions that the body processes. Your emotions, if you didn't know this and you're listening to this right now and you're interested in science, your emotions have a direct chemical reaction biologically to your body's process, right? So whenever you get angry or whenever you get happy, your body releases certain chemicals inside of your body, right? So for women, the chemicals that have been released throughout this process when it comes to their emotions have been different for men. So if you can say and prove for a fact that women have been responsible throughout history for teaching emotions and emotional intelligence to men and to other women, then I would have to say that women have a different pattern, has a different pattern chemically that in a different chemical process that happens. Chemical process that happens when it comes to their emotions naturally. So they have the natural ability to teach other humans a chemical process that allows their body to interact emotionally, right? So if you look at it from a reverse perspective, I would say that women have the ability to teach other humans how to use their body, their body's biology in relation to its emotion and how your body interacts with itself chemically and emotionally. In every religious text that I've researched, one of the things that I've noticed about God has been primarily depicted as a male that has learned how to use their emotions, similar in the same way that a woman has learned how to use their emotions and to teach those emotions. Now, I'm not trying to say that all men are God, but from what I understand, it makes a man very unique in his ability to learn how to maintain this emotional intelligence. I've always asked myself personally why it was difficult for men to develop emotionally. And the reason why I've asked myself this question is because men have always been the representation or have been the symbol of violence and war and crime and just doing bad things in general in life, right? And, you know, I'm a man, so I want to understand, like, hey, why as a man do people look at us in this way? And why is it that I see other men that have issues with developing emotionally to where they're not able to, you know, live life without struggling mentally? And that's what I just determined, and you know, I got it all down to that. I got it down to understanding that, you know, most men in today's society struggle mentally with understanding their emotions and developing. It's easy to live a lifestyle, and it's easy to say, okay, you know, I don't have any issues because I show people that I don't have any issues. But this is the problem: people have gotten in to a point in society to where they have develop a false sense of emotion, and they think that a lifestyle and showing people things and showing emotion means that they have emotion, like acting. People are actors, and I don't mean to use that word and say that people are acting, but you know, that's essentially what a lifestyle is. A lifestyle is a set of instructions in terms of how to think, how to dress, what to do every day, how to speak, how to interact with a group of people. That can be called a lifestyle. And you know, this comes also with a way of thinking, a mentality. Lifestyles have mentalities that are associated with them that are, you know, obvious, that, you know, people should be focused on and not ignoring and looking at from a mental perspective in that way versus just, you know, saying, hey, I'm living this lifestyle. No, you know, focus mentally on why you chose to do this. And I think that this is the problem. So why, once again, as a man and as a human, have we gotten to the point to where we are afraid of developing emotionally to the point to where we are now living our lifestyles and promoting living lifestyles in order to survive as humans? So this is something that is important when it comes to your emotions and learning how to develop emotionally, because learning to develop emotionally seems like it is the meaning of what it means to be human. And for years, men and many people have searched this world for the answer to life and the answer to understanding what it means to be human. And I have reason to believe that learning emotional intelligence is the key and answer to what it means to be human. And I think that when you connect it back to the Bible and back to the fact that it is a man that is focused on throughout most religious texts, when it comes to God and religious groups aspiring to become like this one person physically, mentally, and emotionally, I have reason to believe that this is the meaning of what it means to be human, to learn to have emotional intelligence as a man and as a woman, and to be able to deeply understand that to the point to where you're not living a lifestyle and still understanding that, because that doesn't make sense. If you truly understand this, then you won't live a lifestyle. You will live your true self. You will live who you are. And if who you are is genuinely teaching other humans how to grow emotionally, then that's who you are. Who you are will not be a lifestyle. And this is what I'm understanding is happening in today's society. Most humans and most people, millions of humans, have gotten to the point to where they're so afraid of themselves when it comes to understanding how their minds work emotionally, that they would rather choose to live a lifestyle, talk like another person, walk like another person without thinking, do the same thing as another person without thinking, wear the same clothes as another person without thinking. These are all aspects of a lifestyle and what lifestyles essentially are. And when it comes to growing up and learning how to develop, I've noticed that lifestyles are replacing the process of learning and developing emotional intelligence. And people are acting out what they think it means to have emotions versus actually having those emotions. So you will have situations, for example, where for years men have been called cheaters. Why? Because they've never historically focused on developing emotionally, and still to this day this is the case. I'm not sure if that's a good example to use, but when you connect sexual behavior and just relationships and today's society and the history of identifying a problem within a group of people that happens all the time, then that's just it. These group of people, men, if I were someone from another planet studying the men of the human race, I would say, okay, well, for years they are always saying that the men are going with other women throughout the process of procreation and creating other humans. So I would say that this is the nature or part of the nature of the male human without a biased opinion on that. It would purely be, once again, I'll repeat this, if I were from another planet looking at the human male aspect of the human race, and I had to make a determination in terms of what has been said about the habits of the human male over centuries. And when I say centuries, thousands, hundreds of years, this has always been something that has been complained about from the female of the human race. So that means that there is an issue emotionally with the male staying with one female. And this is not something that the male deliberately does in order to hurt the other person or the female intentionally. It is a part of the nature of the male, and it can be proven by looking at the history of this behavior over time.